Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. Great to be with you. We know you have, you know, your time is precious, so thank you for spending it with us. We think it's valuable. Uncle Kevin's here riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. We have Dr. Edward Group here. Well, not here now, but
one of my all-time favorites.
In a little bit, about 30 minutes, we're going to have him on. We got to tell a story about Florida, that we saw him in Florida.
Yeah, it was great.
Was that crazy or what?
Yeah, his family. It was wonderful.
It was really good. We'll mention that. Dr. Group is one of the coolest people we have on the show.
Yeah.
Believe me.
On and off the air.
Very cool. So we're very excited to have him. We're going to talk about, I'm sure COVID will come up, but just health, just general health things, your gut or any questions that you have, you can call in 844-769-2944? Oh, geez. Yeah. It's been so long since I said the number. Shame on me. Bad host.
Yeah.
844-769-2944. Is a number you can call in to ask any, you know, just about anything you can ask Dr. Group about.
So, yeah, he's very knowledgeable.
So we're going to talk about the news and then Dr. Group on. I got a text from, I think it was Brett, and it's a little chart. He had a screen grab from Fox News. You can't see it here.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He went over the past four presidents, Clinton, Bush, you know, G.W. Bush,
mm-hmm.
Little Bush,
Baby Bush,
Obama, and Trump.
Okay.
So we listed these four presidents, and the category is like a Jeopardy question.
All right.
Commutations by president. So commutations of sentence. Commuting somebody's sentence.
Mm-hmm. I say Obama.
You say Obama's number one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you are correct. Well, let's go. Who do you think's number two?
Bush number two.
Wrong. Wrong.
Bush one?
No, he's not even on here. I gave you the choices.
Oh.
This is not rock. I gave you, I said there's four choices.
I missed it.
You want me to tell you them again?
Yeah, tell them again.
Clinton, Baby Bush, Obama, and Trump.
I did say Baby Bush.
Then you said the first Bush.
Well, I meant Baby Bush.
Baby Bush is wrong.
Okay.
So you got two more choices. Who do you think second on this list?
Clinton.
Ding, 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 ding.
I got two out of two. Not bad.
Very good. In the terms of their presidency, Bill Clinton commuted 61 sentences.
Mm-hmm.
61.
And they're probably all commies.
Well, we know that one is Rosenberg that we talked about yesterday. She's now the lead of money
yeah.
launderer.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean money raiser.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Money raiser for
allegedly
for the alleged money raiser. The alleged money raiser for Black Lives Matter.
Because they don't really have to raise any money. George Soros gives it all to them.
Oh boy, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
What's her first name? Anita? I can't remember. Rosenberg's her name.
Yeah,
but anyway, he commuted her sentence. She was a convicted terrorist, was sentenced to like 50 years, a lot of years in prison.
I seen a picture of her, scared the bejesus out of me.
And now she's the fundraiser for Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
George Bush, second, commuted 11 sentences.
Okay.
11. Trump has commuted. Do you know how many he has commuted?
5.
11.
Oh, okay.
11 the same. And how many did Obama commute?
78.
I laugh at your low number.
I thought that was a high number.
Okay, Trump.
382.
You're still way off. Let me just tell you.
God.
Trump was 11. Bush, 11. Clinton, 61.
Uh-huh.
Obama, 1,715.
Oof.
And we're getting lectured about Trump commuting the sentence of Roger Stone.
Well, I'm glad he commuted Roger Stone.
Oh, it's fantastic. Because this is very important, because the Justice Department was used as a political hatchet. Yeah, a hammer against Roger Stone. It's obvious.
Yeah.
I would ask Mitt Romney, okay, you say Roger Stone was treated fairly. Was Michael Flynn treated fairly? Mitt?
Yeah, Mitt.
And they like say his name.
I think somebody should go investigate him. That's what I'm putting out there.
You got some interesting information from Florida here on these tests.
COVID testing scandal, numerous labs report 100% of people testing positive for coronavirus.
So let's get this straight. So what you're saying, I just want to be clear. Go ahead.
At least 333 labs claim everyone they tested was positive for coronavirus. Go.
So 330 labs, just so I'm clear.
Yes.
330 labs in Florida where they say all these cases are spiking.
Yes, where the papers are going nuts because everything is spiking in Florida.
So 333 of the testing centers say that every single person that they tested for COVID,
everyone,
100% of their testing tested positive.
Yeah. Lee Memorial Hospital, they had 444. Guess how many were positive?
444?
That's right!
Wow, this is not a hard test.
PanCare Florida, 397 cases. How many were positive?
Well, I'm going to go with your theme here. I'm going to say 397.
Yeah, I got a list of about 50.
333 labs, and 100% of the people they tested.
333 labs, 100%.
How many people total is that?
3,500.
3,500 people?
Yes, all of them.
So when they say cases have exploded by...
Are exploded, yeah.
You know, 5,000 cases have exploded. this is a very important story.
Yeah, because they're trying to shut down Florida.
Jimmy Johnson.
My favorite coach of all time.
No. This is the NASCAR driver, Jimmy Johnson. NASCAR Jimmy Johnson.
Got me a little excited there.
He never missed a race in his whole career. Never.
That's right.
Until a couple weeks ago.
He tested positive.
They tested everybody, and he tested positive for COVID. The next week, he felt fine. He's like, I feel fine.
Let me go to another doctor.
I'm going to test again, negative.
Yeah.
He gets a couple days, tests again, negative. Of course, he's livid at this point. What in the world's going on? He, questions the whole thing. You didn't hear any of this on news, on corporate news.
You certainly didn't. It never let him stick one of those Q-tips up your nose, because I heard they put nanoparticles on the end of them.
Well, in these labs, they must be putting something.
Oh, it has to. Yeah, have to, if everybody tests positive.
All right. This is what is. You have another story. You had another story. You're talking about with George Soros is wanting to.
Yes.
He doesn't have enough money in Black Lives Matter. He wants to do more now or something.
Yes, I do.
What's going on over there? Our audience is waiting with bated breath.
George Soros Foundation announced that it is doubling down, I say, on funding black-led justice organizations.
Black-led justice organizations.
Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean?
Anybody who's black and wants some money, just fill out some papers. You probably get a million or two. He's pledging $220 million of grants.
Well, there's a career somebody could make if you're black. And you say, "Well, I want to go and I want to paint Black Lives Matter on streets all across America sidewalks and mailboxes.
You want to piss off the American people? Go not paint that on somebody's mailbox.
Well, there's always so many places some places he might get shot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's a career opportunity if you're black.
You don't have a job.
There you go.
George Soros will help you out.
Okay, here, let's go through some news stories. We got Dr. Group coming in about 15, 20 minutes. Okay. Record number of Americans try to buy guns. Record number. Since they've been keeping statistics, I thought Obama was the biggest gun salesman ever in history. No, actually, it's Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Black Lives Matter
and Antifa.
And Antifa are the biggest gun salesmen ever. Did I tell you? Okay, one of my brother-in-laws is extremely liberal. An outlier for the family is like, you know.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, you told me that a few times.
I mean, a socialist Marxist, a Marxist socialist, he might be close.
Shaves his head like Lenin. He's got a Van Dyke.
Not really, ladies and gentlemen, but that was funny. Okay. At the family reunion, I about passed out. He said to his sister, my wife.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to buy a gun.
Wow.
I said, you got to be kidding me.
Wow.
What is going on in this country?
Yeah.
He's
smartening up.
The idea of gun control and stopping people's guns in America. You want some positive news? This is a fight we're winning.
Yes, we are winning.
Winning it ideologically,
mm-hmm.
logistically, gun control battle, gun freedom battle is being won by the Patriots.
Yes. One conversion after another.
I mean, this proves it, and anecdotally, I can prove it by my brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
There is if you would know my brother-in-law, you could knock yourself down with a feather right now.
And they say the number one group that buy in them are the Democrats.
Well, yeah, because they haven't bought them all these years.
That's exactly right. And they're taking gun courses, too. They're the number one people taking gun courses through America.
Krispy Kreme, here's another good story. I guess if you like Krispy Kreme donuts. But Krispy Kreme offering free donuts to celebrate their 83rd birthday.
Yeah, we love it, Krispy.
So the end of this week, go to Krispy Kreme. You can buy one, get one free.
Close by?
I don't think around here.
Right.
Secretary of State Pompeo announces new policy over China's South Sea claims. Well, you know China basically claims to own anything they can touch.
Right. They built all them islands in the South Sea.
Secretary of State Michael Pompeo issued a statement Monday directly and forcefully challenging China's claims to most of South China Sea.
Yes, today, not their property.
Today we are strengthening U.S. policy in a vital, contentious part of that region, the South China Sea. We are making clear Beijing's claims to offshore resources across most of the sea are completely unlawful, as is its campaign of bullying to control them. Gosh, who writes these?
They're terrible, terrible writers. Terrible.
It's not that they're terrible writers. It's they write it to be read, not to be in your head, not to orate.
Yeah, they confuse you.
I would make a comment there, but I'm not. China finds heavy coronavirus traces in seafood meat sections of Beijing food market. What? There's coronavirus all around.
Everywhere.
There's like 60 coronaviruses that they know about.
Yeah, and they've been around for a long time.
So, if we find them in seafood.
So what?
Well, 50 years ago they were in seafood.
Yeah.
100 years ago they were in seafood. Virus rules tighten worldwide. Have you seen the protests in Serbia?
When they said
they were going to lock down Serbia?
No, I haven't seen it.
They took to the streets, and they had police there, and they were
stomping the police?
Some of them.
Excellent. Excellent.
I mean, they were not, I mean, they were
that's what we gotta
fired
do.
Up.
That's what we got to do here. Just say no, we're not doing it.
Well, luckily, and see, it's not police, and there's another story. I have another story for you, ladies and gentlemen, to prove to you that the police do not work for you. Another story.
Yeah, that was that couple up in St. Louis.
That's exactly, we'll get to that in a second.
Well, you're exactly right there.
Hong Kong imposed its strictest social distancing measures yet. Japan said a new state of emergency is possible, while the Australian state of Queensland imposed... I can't even read this morning. God, I'm like stuttering over this.
Yeah,
basically, the virus rules are tightening worldwide.
Yes.
They're clamping down. They're locking down.
They use
again.
Too many words in the right, and then they repeat themselves.
Newsom... Well, we repeat ourselves all the time, but... That's for different reasons. Newsom orders statewide reclosure of indoor dining, limits on church services and salon. That governor of California, I think he thinks he's Hitler.
He does, yeah.
Or Mao or something.
What's his face? I had a good comment about him. He'd make a perfect Dracula.
He does with his hair slicked
back?
Yeah,
he'd make a perfect Dracula. You know, he'd take over for Christopher Lee. He'd be beautiful.
Oh, that's funny. The move further pushes Californians back into their homes during a time when they are typically enjoying summer vacations. The stricter measures to close gyms, churches, and other services affect 29 counties that are among the most populous in the state, where 80% of Californians live. This is what he said. The virus is not going away anytime soon. I hope all of us recognize that if we were still connected to some notion that somehow when it gets warm, it's going to go away. Somehow it's going to take summer months or weekends off. The virus has done neither. He has no lawful legal authority to make you wear a mask, to stop you from gathering, especially in a religious way.
That's right.
And we should go nuts Beware of these churches again. Well, I guess they let them teach their children God only knows what. Mm-hmm. So blasphemous things. So I guess they can let them say they can't even go to church. And now they're saying, he says that they can't sing. If you go to church, you can't sing. Okay, so in America now, we got to wear masks. Our voice, we're not getting oxygen. We're not getting the breath of life. We're not singing. We're not praising hymns or prayer mm-hmm. unto God all across the vibration, all across the world. That's being stopped, especially in America. What do you think this is energetic frequency battles. You know, your mind, your thoughts, our frequency, our energy, your...
It was just like that group. Remember that rock group that said... In the M&Ms, we don't want any red M&Ms in it.
Yeah,
and they made them take it out, and they took them out.
Yeah,
yeah, same thing.
Same thing. How?
Do what I do as I say.
Oh yeah. Little different, but I get your point.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the story in St. Louis. Okay, the McCluskeys in St. Louis. We've talked about this story before.
Everything they did was legal and lawful.
Everything, especially in Missouri. You've done a little checking on Missouri.
Yeah.
Missouri's, actually, America's constitutional castle law is extremely strong because
you just have to have a fear.
Your private property is an extension of your endowment of God. That's what the founders understood incessantly. They understood this incessantly, and somewhere we've been disconnected. Why? Because your property has zero value, zero, zero, zero value to mankind until one of mankind uses his endowment to better that property.
Correct.
So therefore, it becomes a part of you.
That's
and
right.
A part of your pursuit of happiness
mm-hmm.
to in creation.
Yes. And all you have to do is have a fear to take somebody out in that law. So I think 300 people crashing down a gate, threatening that they're going to kill them, kill their dog, and burn their house down. I think that's a threat.
Well, he could have started shooting them.
He could have.
And he would have been justified from what I've been told.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a mob, because that's what
that's what it was. Breaking down. It wasn't like
on private property.
Did you see the door? How it was all twisted?
Did you hear what they said?
What?
Oh, that wasn't like that when we went there.
Yeah, right.
Sounds like my five-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't do that.
That wasn't like that.
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Ridiculous.
Well, who did? Well, how did you get there? Did somebody open the gate for you?
Down the homeless man down the road.
Anyway, okay. So, to get my point about police. And this is, I keep going over this not to rag on police.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of good policemen. I've talked to a lot of them, especially when they used to speak out. And my heart goes out to you. I feel for you. I am echoing some of the same things that they are telling me. I am saying this over and over so that you understand this. When the DA in St. Louis was on a witch hunt from the beginning, they saw this happen, you know, and McCluskeys were actually standing up to Black Lives Matter.
That's right.
They're standing up for their rights.
And
they said, this can't happen. We're going to investigate. We're going to do whatever.
Yes.
They created a warrant. They wanted a warrant for his gun. It's debatable if this is constitutional or not. I mean, maybe you can make an argument. Okay, well, this is, they filled out an affidavit. So I can buy that there's some constitutionality to the warrant being issued. The police who came to his home, McCluskey's home, said that they didn't want to be there.
Correct.
They didn't agree with what was going on.
They didn't agree
with it. The wife took pictures. She asked them, officers, please turn your head because I don't want your faces.
Right, yeah.
I don't want your faces on the internet being tagged with this.
Right.
They did politely, and they didn't want either. And they told him how sympathetic they were to his plight.
Right.
Okay. When push comes to shove, the Constitution, morality, what's right or wrong on the line, who do the police bow to?
Their masters.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That bottom line. I thought that was an unlawful order that they gave. They should have said to the lady, that's an unlawful order. I'm not doing it. I don't have...
Well, then they'll just fire them.
That's true.
Yeah. And then they'll find somebody who will.
Yeah. Well, they could have got the whole police department behind them.
Right. They said, we're not doing this.
We're not doing it.
We're not doing it.
It's wrong. Right. It's wrong. It absolutely was wrong.
100% wrong.
Yeah.
100% wrong. So, just like Shelley Luther, we had on the show, just like Shelley Luther, when she wanted to open her business, who was there to drag her to court?
Yeah. Here's your ticket.
I don't want to do this, but I'm doing this.
That's the same
I'm just doing my job. People like that argument. I like the argument. I like to make them argument. Why do people like that argument? Because they are giving their responsibility to somebody else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am not responsible. Excuse me. Excuse me. Oh, my gosh. Maybe I ate a fish and got a coronavirus.
You might have. You look a little pale.
They don't want responsibility.
No.
Just like the Hitler, the guards in Hitler.
Yes, exactly.
They said, we're just doing what I'm told.
That's right. The Nuremberg trial said that's not an excuse.
Who do the police work for? This is my point I've been trying to get through to you.
They don't work
for
us.
They do not work for you when push comes to shove.
That's right.
Now, sheriffs is a different story. Why? What's the difference between the police and the sheriff? Because the police are hired by the political arm. The sheriff is elected by the people. Sheriff is accountable to who?
Me.
Not the people. To me.
Mm-hmm.
The people of the county. That's it. Big difference. Big
Huge.
Story. Refrigerated trucks requested in Arizona and Texas as morgues reach capacity. I mean, they're saying all these COVID people are dying. I mean,
I don't believe
I'm talking to different hospitals in Houston, bigger cities. They're totally empty. Dr. Group, last time I talked to Dr. Group, he told me that the hospitals are hardly any activity going on.
Two weeks ago, 75%, this is nationwide, 75% of the hospital people have been laid off.
That's Pelosi plans law to limit pardons following Roger Stone's commentary. Good luck, Nancy.
They can't do that.
That's part of the Constitution.
Part of the Constitution, a moron.
Qantas cancels all international flights. If you want to get out of America,
we're stuck.
We're here, ladies and gentlemen. You better make your stand.
Now, we ain't going
nowhere. Amazon unveils a shopping cart that knows what you're buying. How you like that?
Yeah, just put stuff in and walk it out. And then you're charged.
Stay tuned, Dr. Group. On the other side, you're listening to The Power
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana. The storable food you'll love to eat.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use whitener toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. It is always a pleasure to be with you, and it's a pleasure. One of the absolute joys of doing this show is meeting and knowing people like our next guest. He needs little introduction, at least here to the Power Hour, Dr. Edward Group. From Global Healing Center. He is a pioneer in, what's the word that you would use? Holistic health, supplement health, the overall body. Of course, discovered a lot about the root causes of diseases, was on the front lines of this, and he's here today on the Power Hour. We're excited. Welcome to the Power Hour, Dr. Group.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks for having me on. I feel like for the last 25 years, we've been on the front lines of some sort of fight to improve either medical freedom or our constitutional rights, or, it seems like there's always something going on that we're out screaming and yelling about and trying to educate people on the truth. And the good thing is, though, I think we've made some progress over the years. Now is a very critical time that we're all in as a country, and a lot of it actually stems from the unhealthy minds of people and the unhealthy bodies of people. So glad to be on today. Glad to talk about a lot of different things, how we can help people, take some calls, whatever you want to do, however you feel the show is going, we'll head that direction.
Well, let me catapult on something you just said, where we are. Frame that out a little more. In this battle for freedom, constitutional protection, or medical freedom. I mean, compared to 25 years ago when you began kind of your journey here, where are we? How is it different?
I would say the positive side is that many, many, many people have woken up to some of the dangers that contribute to poor health in their environment, meaning toxic tap water they may be drinking, genetically modified foods, switching more to organic. They become more aware about fluoride in the toothpaste, chemicals in their personal care products, makeup, shampoos, stuff like that. I mean, people are waking up to understanding that not at least everything that they're involved with in their life, from their air quality to what they're putting on their skin to what they're eating. There's two different sides of that. It can either be contaminated or it can be clean. So I think that we've done a good job educating people. The major factor on the negative side of that is what we've been under the last year, and what actually dating back 4 years when the censorship really began. We've always been in a challenging, I don't want to necessarily say fight, but it is kind of a fight against Big Pharma when we're out there trying to tell people that the body has a self-healing mechanism. You have the power to heal. God has given you a self-healing mechanism to heal your body of any disease. We have nature, we have water fasting, we have detoxification, we have cleansing. There's been natural remedies for every single disease dating back thousands of years. There's been a struggle between that with the modern scientific-based medical model of let's treat the symptoms of disease instead of the root cause. And that's led to power and money and control that spans throughout all political agendas as well as the big agricultural, big oil and gas. So when you look at this umbrella of what all of this has transpired or worked into, now you have a group of elites, individuals and corporations that want to control the healthcare system. They want to control the oil and gas. They want to control the agricultural. And society is becoming more and more based on big corporations, lies, deceptions, agendas, to ultimately control the population and create a one world government and control one world currency, a new world order, that with the introduction of 5G, let's say, has full control over your body, your mind, and your soul.
Well, I think 20 years ago, you would have said what you just said, people would have, their eyes would have glazed over and they would have put you in, you know, a loony bin somewhere, or they would have just pushed you to a side. I don't think they think that anymore. To me, the good news is people are ready to hear what you just said. People, that is to me, even 5 years, when I talk to my relatives, see, I always use my in-laws as kind of a litmus test. My in-laws are a little more ready to hear what you just said. And so that tells me that something is changing. But at the same time, the reason it's changing is because the power is so obvious now. So there's, you know, it's growing. It's grown so much to the point that it's hard to overcome. You mentioned censorship. I want to get to self-healing in a little bit, but you mentioned censorship. Let's go back on that. I recently have been doing a little study on the Library of Alexandria. I don't know if you know anything about the library. Okay. The Library of Alexandria, just to give our audience a little background, it was a collection of, I think Ptolemy was the first one, said, let's get all the knowledge of the world and let's put it in one place. He would even pay people to come research that they would learn from this, blah, blah, blah. Okay, as time went on, Alexandria, the city burned by Rome, burned it. People had the concept that, well, the library burned up. That's not true. That isn't true. All the scrolls didn't burn. People were still visiting the library. The point I bring up, somewhere about 200 or 300 AD, the government realized that we can't be having this information to the people anymore. We have to control it, and people can't have free access to the Library of Alexandria. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. This is exactly what's going on with Google. Google is the controller, the gatherer of all information into one place, and now they're controlling what information comes back. It seems like a perfect parallel to me. How important is this issue?
Well, it's not only Google. It's 99.9% of, well, 100% of the information that's gathered right now. Well, let's say 90% of the information that's gathered right now is being gathered online. It's the internet is the library. It's the modern day Alexandria Library. And it's not, where do people go to get their information? Well, Google is one, but social media is becoming, very close, if not has already surpassed Google, for information gathering and information control. And that's very scary, especially when you have information that you're claiming is true and that can help people, yet you're being censored and they're only giving you what they want you to hear. They're creating the narrative and they're creating false information and beliefs and fake news, and they're censoring the real news and they're censoring the truth out there. That becomes a very serious communistic type dictatorship of full control over what information people can see, and the ability for them to say, to use what they're calling as fact checkers, which are actually the same people that work or did work in Google and Facebook and Twitter and all the social media that are fact checking true information, but they're saying it's false. And when that's done under a political agenda, under a culture type agenda, under a paid agenda to manipulate people's minds to think a certain way, to vote a certain way, that becomes a serious issue on our freedom, and it becomes a serious issue on our health and our religious freedom and everything that this country stands for. And you're seeing more and more of that happen throughout the globe right now, and it's very, very dangerous. And we're all hoping that something will be done about it. I do think that eventually something will be done. I know that we have been censored. Many companies have been censored, and it started 4 years ago. Google started shutting down anything that had to do with natural medicine. They started putting all the WebMD and all of the medical-based stuff on the first four pages of Google because they know very few people search past the fifth page of Google for information. You know, we used to be able to, a big part of educating people, we accomplished up until 4 years ago. And that's what happened. We were getting so big and so many people were learning about natural medicine and so many people were learning about the root cause of why they have cancer, why they shouldn't be taking vaccinations, why they should be eating healthy food, why they're feeling sick, and people were watching their grandfathers die in the hospitals, their parents die in the hospital. I lost both my mom and dad to cancer through the standard chemotherapy route. And they started asking questions, well, why is this happening? And we started explaining why all this is happening, and then we started becoming censored across the board. So when you take the main library of information that people go to, and you start censoring all of that, that's the situation that we're in right now. And it's escalating by the day. We're being deplatformed. Our views are not being shown. Even if we have a million viewers, they're only showing them to 500. And you've seen all this that's happened in the last 4 or 5 months with COVID and all the political tyranny that's going on, and all of the falsehoods and the false flags and all this stuff that's going on, that's purposely done and driven by groups of individuals that are trying to create chaos. They're trying to prevent a president from being elected. They're trying to ruin and crash the economy on purpose. I mean, and it's hard to wrap your head around why people would do such evil things, but that's also the situation that we're in right now, that we're all facing. We're facing a population of severe fear and anxiety, which is perpetrated upon us. And we're facing this, you know, completely changing the lifestyle, even by forcing people to wear masks. You know, forcing people to wear masks right now, viruses are so small, it'd be like me setting up a chain link fence around my house to try to keep the mosquitoes out.
It makes about the same amount of sense. You mentioned the censorship and that there's some sort of force on this. There's a document that came out after Trump was elected the first time. It's called Democracy Matters. If anybody wants to look that up, it was done by Project Blue Share, Michael Brock, who was involved with Soros. In this document, everything Dr. Group just said, if you think Dr. Group's out in the weeds, everything you just said, Dr. Group, they laid out in this document of how they realized that social media and Facebook and organic people's opinion got Trump elected, and they need to, basically, we need to stop it all. That's basically what the document says and how important that is. Think about, ladies and gentlemen, people are herd animals into some respect. And they like communicating, especially my wife. If I could tell my wife something, or we can discuss something, and she'll have some certain opinion. until she hears it from one of her friends, until she hears it from maybe a Facebook friend that she has and they send her something, it doesn't become real. And we take that for granted. And now if you can control the ability for that message then to reach other people, well, you just can control the hearts and minds of the American people to an extent. It's just almost unfathomable. It's massive. Anyway, I just wanted to back up what you said there. I don't know if there's anything else you want to say about that. There's just no, I don't think we understand the level of what this means. Our YouTube channel was completely erased. It was completely erased. I mean, they're basically saying you don't exist in the digital world. Well, this is a digital world, so they can cancel us. That's cancel culture. Anyway, any last thing you want to say on that before we move on?
No, I mean, and you hit it right with your last statement. It's like they can literally push a button and delete you. Like, you could have years of information, hours of great educational stuff out there that can help somebody, because it's all about helping the population, helping individuals, especially in the natural health field that I'm in and you're in as well. When they can click a button and delete you, it's like the Matrix. It's just like you disappear, because if you take away the area where people are going to get the truth and get the information. Now people, I think more and more people are starting to wake up to the truth. I mean, I was called an idiot. I was called a quack. I have been attacked, ridiculed multiple times for saying what I'm going to say. But I spend a lot of time doing research. I always ask the question, is what I'm hearing true? Let me go do my own research. And I always tell everybody, go do your own research. With the COVID scenario, we knew early on that this was really no big deal, that it wasn't anything. We knew that there was a planned attack going on. We knew it was a biological weapon. Everybody said, oh, you're crazy. And then we said, don't wear a mask. It's just going to make things worse. Your natural biome, you need to breathe. You naturally breathe bacteria and viruses out every single day. You start breathing all those bacteria and viruses into a mask, you breathe them right back into your system. Guess what? 4 weeks later, you're going to come down with a sickness with the exact same symptoms of COVID. You know, we knew that the hospitals weren't being overrun. We were talking to people that were going to the hospitals. There was not like one car in the parking lot. Right now, Houston, all over the news. Phoenix, all over the news. Florida, all over the news. Spikes. Where is it? I've been on the phone with people in Florida. I know people here in Houston. My phone hasn't rang once. Anytime the flu season starts, I always know when the flu season starts because my phone is ringing all day long in my office. Nobody's in the hospitals over here. There was a guy that went down in Florida, looked at all the hospital records. The ICUs are only at like 2% full, yet we have millions of spikes. I've talked to doctors and nurses of people that are waiting in line for COVID tests. And they go all the way down the line and they take your phone number and they take your address. And then they're sitting there for hours and half the line leaves and goes back home. And a day later, they're getting a call saying you tested positive for COVID. When they left, they didn't even test. So basically what they're doing is they're taking all the phone numbers, I talked to nurses about this. And then they're using contact tracing and saying everybody that's in line, now they'd use contact tracing and anybody that they've been in contact has COVID without even being tested. They're artificially spiking these numbers. The GOP, for two reasons. The GOP convention in Florida, they're trying to block it. The GOP convention in Texas, they're trying to block it. These are sinister tactics that are being used on society right now. Look at Out of Shadows, the documentary. Look at Project Mockingbird. How do you think the military, the CIA, who's in control of the media, the best way in the world to manipulate someone's mind is through media, is through information. PSYOP, clandestine operations to tell you something or to put something in your mind to make you believe that we're having a pandemic or make you believe that a virus is deadly or to make you believe that you have to wear a mask. The whole mask thing was nothing about safety. It was all about submission. It was all about, let's see how many people we can get to put a mask on. And it's a symbol to shut your mouth.
Did you see the story? We covered this morning with Uncle Kevin in Florida. 333 labs were testing for coronavirus. And in these 333 labs, every single person tested positive. They had a 100% positive rate. Did you see that story?
No, I didn't, but I hear 100%. Stories like that all the time.
100%. I was in, this about floored me. My mother-in-law was with me. I was visiting my mother-in-law for the 4th of July. And, you know, I say a lot of things to my mother-in-law. And she, you know, she sees more than the rest of her family. But anyway, we're at a pizza place in her hometown. We're just getting some pizza. We're at the checkout. The lady says, what's your phone number? And I'm like, you know, I'm very suspicious. So I'm like, you know, I know she's not hitting on me. I'm with my wife, right? I know it's not that. My phone number, what do you need my phone number for? I'm right here. You just tell me when my pizza's done, I'll come get it. What do you need my phone number for? She said, oh, the CDC wants it. I said, the CDC wants it. What for? Oh, just to track information in case somebody has COVID, they can trace you. And my mother-in-law just like, I'm not giving you my phone number. And in fact, I'm paying with cash now because you're making me nervous. She says, I'm making you nervous. I said, yeah, I'm paying with cash now. I wasn't going to pay with a card. I'm paying with cash now. This is at a pizza restaurant in small town USA at my mother-in-law's. The CDC wants your phone number. Wow. Is that the music? We hear the music. We'll be right back after this break, more with the one and only Dr. Edward Groot. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.